Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You want me to put words to this? Bobby's back. Jen is back.
That's what I was thinking. You hear this song, you know.
Bobby's back.
I'm here. It's Bobby. Bobby, Jenna.
And Jenna, too.
For Andrew McKay. Candy here, David.
We have one word names like Madonna.
Yeah. It's Pensacola Morning News. I'm Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr, Candy Cullerton. We're just living it up over here.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah. It's 83 degrees. Gonna
everything.
Be a high of, what's that?
I said flying nun and everything.
Flying nun.
Off the air. Yeah, Jenna's such a weird, creepy
the conversations
old soul.
They have off the air. I'm just sitting over here just... Okay.
Jenna looks 21, but if you talk to her, you're going to think she's 80 years old, and there's this weird painting of her hanging somewhere aging because she does not. And when you try to talk
maybe
about...
she's like Benjamin Button.
Style. Oh, that makes sense, too, yeah. Because I've only known you for like 3 years. That's
exactly.
True.
Exactly.
Yeah, you just don't
might
even
be getting younger.
Imp or whatever you are. It's weird. We're talking about Sally Field because Jan, who's going to do pep talk that Jenna did before... looks a little bit like Sally Field to me.
I'm really excited.
And she, you know, and I'm like Smokey and the Bandit. You were thinking Not Without My Daughter. And then Jenna goes, like the Flying Nun? It's like, how do you know that show? How do you know Sister Betrill, you little freak?
There
it's
you
a
go.
60s show.
This is the stuff that happens.
This is what happens
off
air.
That's what we're talking about.
So. Sail. Oh.
83 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of 97. Heat advisory. So be sure to check on your elderly neighbors and don't leave animals in the car.
Definitely
sure
check
pets.
On your elderly neighbors. Can I talk about that real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm going to just say that yesterday I just had arrived home from the Smoky Mountains from a trip and it was so hot. Like you get back down from the mountains and you're in Florida. You're like, what are we doing here? Why do we live here? But I left the house and unfortunately one of my neighbors got too hot and fell down and it was a really bad situation. And she is in her 90s. So when they say check on your elderly neighbors, it's definitely a must. Just go a little knock. Add a little knock. You don't have to take a lemonade. You don't have to be weird. You don't even have to go inside. Just make sure that they have something to cool themselves off. Elderly, animals, babies, children. Just be kind, be smart today because it's definitely hot. And they had, when we were there, which the Pensacola Fire Department, incredible people to talk to and hang out with, by the way, who just jumped in and helped so quickly. Life alerts, they save lives, people. They
very
were
nice.
With us yesterday during the situation, and it was a very busy day for our first responders yesterday. It was a little alarming to hear how many calls were coming in just in the hour where this all took place. So please just do everybody a favor, do yourself a favor and take care of yourself today.
Let me ask a question.
What is it?
If you're in a grocery store parking lot or some other, you know, parking lot somewhere, mm-hmm. and you see a dog in a car, mm-hmm. and the car's not running,
uh-oh.
Are you calling authorities on it?
Yeah.
Are
you just gonna, or do you smash the window?
Are you just going to let it go? Or are you a Karen
no.
if you call?
How are you? Yeah, I care
or
a lot.
Or a Ken. That's not what I meant.
That's not what he meant. And I call the cops.
You do call
yeah,
the cops.
Yeah, absolutely. I did it at Walmart. It was a few weeks ago. But like, who
what?
Does that? Yeah, they had two dogs in the crack just like that much. And so I sat in my Jeep with a crack to see if I could stand it for a minute, and I couldn't. And so I called.
Oh,
you know, and
gosh.
I'm like, listen, I'm not trying to be a Karen, which is what I said. But there was a sheriff right there, and the next thing I knew, he was out of his. And I told him too. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'm like,
as the dog starts to go.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah,
right. Okay, good.
Keep
an eye
on
it. On
me
I can keep an eye on it up close.
The window. I have one of those things that's a window smasher that I carry with me.
A foot?
A window smasher.
Oh.
I'm not going to put my foot. I'm going to stick my foot somewhere else.
Okie dokie. Here we go.
I have a weapon on me, like a metal baton. It's a retractable baton, mm-hmm. like a police baton.
A window smasher.
And I call it the window smasher. Yeah. You know, because I just keep it. It's in my bag right now. So you better
also
not.
A nutcracker.
You never not. Yeah, exactly. So mouth off one more time. So anyways, I would definitely be a smasher and then, you know, have them call the police on me instead.
I'm just wondering if. Because I don't know if I would call the cops.
How dare you?
I would probably just sit out there in the car and go, help! Help! And just start like making a big fuss. And then when the person comes, what are you doing? And I'm like, somebody's dog stuck in the car right here. So what?
That's a little weird.
Yeah. I'd probably make a scene.
Oh, that's probably what I'd do. What you're getting down to. Okay.
Yeah. Got a text here. There's, yeah. Love to hear you guys again. John and Bobby, Candy, keep everyone in line. yeah. Oh, well. She's trying. Actually, yeah, I'll let it be known. Candy's the one that makes things go off the rails.
I'm not going to lie. He might be right about that.
Sorry, y'all. I know, but I'm so excited to see you guys. This is awesome.
This is very good.
Candy, what do we have going on with traffic, though?
I knew you were going to ask me that. The roads are fine. We're not showing any slowdowns right now. It looks like all exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. I mentioned that earlier. 98 clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. The General Chaffee James, that's the 3-mile bridge, doing just fine, too. Everything moving in both directions. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620. If you have those traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
According to a new national poll of likely Republican voters, Donald Trump leads, not surprisingly, 48%. But coming in second place, Vivek Ramaswamy.
I am shocked. I think he's more the cutest. About that. He is he's very attractive.
Very attractive. Okay.
He is. I like him. And he puts up his own money.
Yep. His family is so cute.
He's got his own money.
So cute.
I'm thrown off by the attractiveness thing here. I'm just.
Why?
I don't know. Governor DeSantis.
Candy Ramaswamy.
Governor DeSantis, he lose. You know, when he was younger, he was a.
DeSantis was my boyfriend before. Okay. But now it's Ramaswamy.
But now it's Ramaswamy. Okay. Yes. All right. I got you.
I'm shocked that you.
Casey does not know this.
DeSantis now has been surpassed by Vivek Ramaswamy. He's now in third place instead of second.
In my dreamboat's eyes, yes.
Yes. Okay.
He's a dreamboat.
So is this going to be the presidential pick here?
No, I'm voting for Trump.
Vivek Ramaswamy and DeSantis together to have just the dreamy presidency.
Have we ever had any?
No.
We're gonna go.
I like that though. I do that.
Listen, I don't even know what you guys are talking about right now. But I was just thinking, have we ever had an Indian president?
No.
Not even close.
No, it's unusual, isn't it?
Part of the thing that's come up recently, actually, in his campaign is that he's speaking out about his Hindu faith and saying, even though I'm Hindu, I still, the principles that I live by, my morals I live by are the same as Christian morals and standards is one of the things that he's been speaking out. Because there's been some criticism recently, like, hey, he's Hindu. He's not, you know, he's not us or whatever. And he's like, I am.
In Pensacola.
Wait, he's not us? The conservatives?
I don't know.
Probably the white conservatives that, there's a bunch.
Possibly evangelicals, especially because they're doing this in Iowa, and the evangelical crowd in Iowa is huge.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's huge. Like, they have a big conference coming up September 16th, the Iowa Faith and Freedom Conference, and they have a big sway when it comes to presidential politics in Iowa. And so that's, I'm sure, where he's getting some of his criticisms from, that group up there. So,
but I'm still shocked that he has surpassed.
National poll
DeSantis.
Shows that he surpassed DeSantis now, and so that's got people going, okay, what's going on with Governor DeSantis' campaign here? Is it really fizzled out? Is this has he peaked already?
DeSantis outside of Florida looks like a racist that hates Disney. And I don't think that's the case. Yeah. You know, I know that's not the case.
Just having spent time with my family, who some of them believe that and think that way, I'm very shocked. Like, I sit there and, like, I don't say anything. I don't need to fight with people over, you know, politics on vacation.
Oh, on vacation.
But here in the text line, 437-1620, let's go. But that's really what they believed, is that DeSantis hates old people, wants everybody to die from COVID, and hates black people, gays, and adults who go to Disney.
That's
the gist and the nutshell of what my far left leaning.
Okay, well, that changes things a little bit, because what I can't understand is why Republicans in Iowa and these other states, because I saw another poll, South Carolina, Vivek Ramaswamy is beating.
No, I see. That's why I don't understand
DeSantis
it, because a lot of people don't even know Vivek Ramaswamy. They don't even know him that well, because they're so fixated on the Trump DeSantis feud, right? Like Hatfield and McCoy's, and so they're fixated on that, and a lot of people lean towards Trump. Because it is this, I don't know, it's like a a sorority or a fraternity. Yeah. They are blood oath to, we have to commit to him, bring back Daddy Warbucks Trump to save us in this land.
Well, I was talking to somebody yesterday who they reaffirmed that their mentality is like with Biden. Biden's running for president. And yes, he's got RFK Jr. running against him, but really there's not a real, like, he's pretty much the coordinated nominee for the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. And
we haven't talked about how hot RFK Jr. is without a shirt.
Seriously?
Plus he's married to the chick from
Cheryl Hines.
Yes.
Who is adorable.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Larry David doesn't like him. I don't know if you've seen the pictures where he's like,
he doesn't like him?
He doesn't seem to, but I can't tell. Oh. Maybe because he's married to his fake ex-wife.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
exactly. True. Yeah. That's true.
But Biden's basically the candidate, like, right? And when Trump ran last time, he was the candidate. And what I'm getting from a lot of people is, just because Trump lost last time, since he's still eligible, he should still just be the candidate. We shouldn't even have a primary process. It should just be Trump and Biden.
That's
because
dumb.
They're both eligible and they're both, the former presidents.
I disagree with the eligible part, especially when it comes to President Biden's cognizant situation.
All right, real quick question here.
Go ahead.
What if Biden decides to step down?
And then what? You mean Kamala is running instead, or what do you say?
No, then who would run? Is it just RFK Jr. going to be the guy, or is Governor Newsom going to jump in the race all of a sudden?
They will never, ever let RFK Jr. be the guy.
No,
are you
won't.
Kidding me? Yeah. No, never. Never, ever, never, not
20
once.
Bucks.
And if Newsom is, I mean...
You don't like Gavin Newsom? Yeah, I can see where you guys don't
are
like Gavin
Newsom. Are you kidding me?
No, yeah. But did you see the interview he did with Sean Hannity? He handed him his... Okay.
Newsom?
Wait, Newsom was on with Hannity?
All I know
is he handed him his butt, I thought.
I'll have to check
it out.
I'm
not saying... because
Newsom handed Hannity... Well, it's Sean Hannity. He tends to buckle when somebody breathes down his neck. So
he's
start with... Oh, my gosh. Is this just... We're going to gauge who's hot
this
and who's not?
This is what...
Yes!
This
you know,
is
do I need to make a PowerPoint? Are you here all week, too?
For politics?
This is why I'm hot.
Lovely.
This is the best day ever.
Yeah.
You want my list of dreamboats?
This is
flying nun.
It's 83 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high 97. Heat advisory going on today. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community, and it's always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. This month, they focus on hurricane preparedness, summer safety, and back-to-school physicals. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on Twitter at Healthy Escambia.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Biz Markie.
I did. You said I could play anything when it wasn't the top or bottom of the hour.
That's true. I did
Baby,
say that.
Baby, you got what I need. Oh, Bobby, you say he's just a friend.
He say he's just a friend. We were talking about bad songs earlier, and like, why are certain bad songs popular? This is one of them that we brought up. So
shut up, bad terrible. Song. It is terrible.
Yeah, next one is.
Sorry.
Too sexy for my shirt. No, forget it. It was terrible.
What a great day for me.
Oh boy, Vivek Ramaswamy in second place in a national poll now, beating Governor DeSantis. So I don't know what's going on with the DeSantis campaign. I was one of the ones that really thought once he got in the race, he was going to gain momentum. And instead, we've seen it just kind of fizzle out. So DeSantis recently just comes out and basically says these continued indictments against Trump is what's making his campaign fizzle. Like everything, every time there's an indictment against Trump, like last night, 41 counts, RICO counts against Trump, Trump immediately sends out an email campaigning saying, look, if they're coming after me like this, they can come after you.
Which
so
is honestly if a, you wanna, a great play on it.
It is. And it's working.
And actually,
people are going,
it could be true.
Yeah, and they're going, oh, I believe him. We need to stop this from happening. I'm going to support Trump and show them I support Trump. And if Trump wins, then we can kill this kind of judicial
hypocrisy.
Well, that and other things like that. So it's kind of an interesting play, but it's working for Trump. I remember Chris Rock, the first time that they talked about indicting him, Chris Rock was on the stage in a comedian, you know, in one of his stand-up shows and just said, are you guys just trying to put him in the White House? Like, these indictments are going to build support for him. And that's exactly what it's done. Every single time, it's built more support, and he's raised millions of dollars off of it as well.
Yeah.
But we're starting to see some of these other names, like Tim Scott is starting to gain a lot more support now. Vivek Ramaswamy starting to gain a little bit of support. They're still way behind Trump, but the battle, the race for second place now is starting to get a little bit tight, and is kind of getting interesting. So let's go ahead to David Wayne over in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, finding housing for those displaced because of the Hawaii wildfires is now the state's top priority. Yesterday, Governor Josh Green said 80% of the buildings that have burned were residential. They're asking people locally there to take in those who are displaced, and the death toll standing at 99 so far. The State Department says Ambassador Lynn Tracy visited Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershovich in Moscow Monday. He was officially designated as wrongfully detained by Russia by the State Department in April. Tracy says Gershovich is in good health and remains strong. And Bobby, in my never-ending quest to help you spend your paycheck before you get it, I've found something new for you. There's a near-mint Michael Jordan rookie card going up for grabs.
Oh, boy.
I know you love sports collectibles.
I've got some sports
That's
cards
right.
myself.
Yeah. One's near-mint, and it's in Iowa at an unclaimed property auction.
What?
So next time you're going there and surveying everybody in Iowa about their feelings.
I have to go up there to the presidential. Right. I'm going to cover the presidential race.
Exactly. Tax deductible trip.
That's what I'm doing. You know? I'm going to the Iowa State
That's
Fair.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't know exactly where it is, but it's at a treasurer's office. I believe it's the state treasurer's office. They've had the card authenticated, and nobody knows how much it's going to go for as of yet.
I probably will not be able to afford it. Will they take $100?
Dude, you work here. I bet
that's true.
You could pay people in Bobby Bucks. You got a lot of
Bobby
money.
Bucks.
Right, yeah.
They Bobby Bucks will work. IOUs, just like in Dumb and Dumber. That'd be great.
I love that you've seen that movie. Yeah.
Many, many times, unfortunately. Yeah. Good stuff right there. That is quite unfortunate about the Maui situation, as 1,400 people now, they're saying, don't have a home.
Right.
1,400 people. That's all.
That's a lot for Maui.
For Maui. It's a small island.
It's not a lot, but it's a lot, and that's terrible. And the whole situation is just heartbreaking.
Got a little factoid here. Jacksonville, Florida is the largest city in the United States of America by area.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
875 square miles. And
it's huge.
Yeah, big, big, big area. John Mayer has a song called Love is a Verb, where he uses the word love 17 times in the song, but as a noun.
Stop it.
Fox News, I'm Gian Gelosi, a Georgia grand jury charging former President Donald Trump and 18 others, including Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, of running a criminal enterprise around the 2020 election.
To block the counting of the votes of the presidential electors who were certified as the winners of Georgia's 2020 general election.
That's Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. She's asking for a trial date within the next 6 months. The death toll on Maui nearing 100, but officials warn scores more could be found dead as search crews comb through the historic town of Lahaina. Jeff Melchior lives there.
Everybody's in shock. This thing happened so quickly, and in a few hours went from having a lovely house in Lahaina to absolute devastation, loss of life.
FEMA is assisting those in need. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 84 degrees right now, already feeling pretty warm as well. That heat index hovering right around that triple digit mark this morning. The mother of the man accused of shooting and killing a woman at the Davis Highway Home Depot store last week, now facing charges in that case herself. Deputies say Keith Agee's mother, Sheila Agee, knew about the plans and helped him coordinate that fatal shooting. Agee accused of killing Brooklyn Sims. Her friend and co-worker, Si-Sang Parnell, was at the store working there with her in the same aisle when the shots rang out.
We was almost done, probably another 2 minutes, and we would have been leaving. It's a scene that you think you would never be a part of, because, I mean, I've seen it on TV. I've seen it on movies, but I've never thought that it would be me in a situation like that, and I definitely never thought that, you know, it would happen to somebody I love.
And Keith Agee's mother, Sheila, was arrested yesterday in Alabama. She's been or will be extradited back to Escambia County, charged with principal to first degree murder. Keith Agee charged with first degree premeditated murder. And the victim, Brooklyn Sims, is the mother of his 2-year-old daughter. Sims was working at the Home Depot store as a contract employee the day she was killed. Congressman Matt Gaetz joining in on the chorus of House Republicans slamming the appointment of David Weiss to investigate Hunter Biden as a special counsel. Gaetz says the Biden Justice Department wants you to believe that they're moving the ball forward in the investigation of not only Hunter, but the Biden family.
The reality is they are going to use this to try to cloak all of the activities, not only of the Bidens, but of the Justice Department itself in this ongoing investigation type of exemption from congressional oversight.
And Gaetz says that Weiss gave Hunter Biden a sweetheart deal once and would likely do it again. Senator Rick Scott will be in Pensacola today. Over the last week, he's been visiting different parts of the state. It's part of his Keeping Our Kids Safe tour. He'll be meeting today with leaders for a roundtable discussion at the National Flight Academy at NAS Pensacola. The National Security Agency has awarded $2.5 million to UWF and its cybersecurity program. That funding expanding the Cyber Skills to Work program, which trains transitioning military members and veterans, as well as first responders that want to work in the cybersecurity industry.
A great career, because there's such a huge need across the country. There's close to 700,000 open jobs, and that number has actually increased in recent years instead of decreased. The starting pay is around $75,000 annually. And there's a variety of roles.
That's Dr. Iman El Sheikh. She's the Associate Vice President of the University's Center for Cybersecurity. The program offers free options for training, and Sheikh says starting pay in the cybersecurity industry averages at about $75,000 per year. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there on the roads?
Sorry, we were talking about Waterboy, which is one of the best films ever made. As we take a look, I Can't wait for the show to start again. North Palafox and East 10 Mile Road in Pensacola. I am showing a crash with a roadblock this morning. Certainly use caution there and wherever you are. Slowing things down just a little bit. Watch for school buses on the roads. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much for that update. Totally agree. Waterboy is the best.
We are under a heat advisory today. Temperatures warming up near 98 degrees. Feeling much warmer with a 70% chance of rain. Cold front will move through. Temperatures drop slightly overnight into the 70s, 76 degrees for your overnight low. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a stray shower. Temperatures slightly drier with highs in near 94 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it's 84 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and just a few degrees cooler, 82 in Milton. Again, that heat index all across the area hovering just below 100 right now. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The battle is on. After U.S. Steel rejected an unsolicited $7.3 billion takeover bid from rival Cleveland-Cliffs over the weekend, another offer has emerged. Privately held S-Mark Incorporated says it's made an offer to buy U.S. Steel for $35 a share. S-Mark was founded by a former U.S. Steel executive, James Bouchard, who is also S-Mark CEO. Shares of U.S. Steel soared 37% yesterday and are down about 1% this morning in pre-market trading. Could growing weeds help the planet? Field pennycress, a plant related to mustard and cabbage, is usually considered a weed, but it has a very high oil content, about 50% higher than that of a soybean, and it's being cultivated as a source for renewable diesel or sustainable aviation fuel. Most biofuels currently come from corn or soybeans. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a broadly lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Fall registration at Pensacola State College is still open. Classes start August 21st with over 100 programs to choose from. PSC offers baccalaureate degrees, associate degrees, career and technical certificates, and workforce development and continuing education classes. And 95% of PSC students graduate loan-free. Campus tours are available Monday through Friday from 10 till 2. Register online today at pensacolastate.edu/admissions.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
You hear that music, that means that Andrew McKay's off, and Bobby Rossi's here. Joined by Jenna Barr, and of course Candy in here as well, and David over in the newsroom. We'll catch up with David in about 10 minutes. Get your next traffic update in 4 minutes. It's 83 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 97. Another heat advisory for about a third of the United States is under heat advisory right now. Also, looking out at the Atlantic, we do have two storms a-brewing. They're both way out there by Africa right now. And hopefully they'll fizzle out before they even get close to the United States. But just let you know that there is a couple of things going on right here. Then I want to hit this. And if you have anything you want to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. University of West Florida's athletics department. You know, they've been expanding their athletics department. The football team's been doing a fantastic job. And they got a new coach this year, and it's going to be that's not the only change. The athletics department has spent a lot of money upgrading the facilities.
They just redid it. We had somebody from the Alumni Association in on Pep Talk last week.
Okay.
And talking about it. Yeah, sounds great. And their new coach is a previous player.
Yeah, he's a previous football player. So he gets to come. I think he came back at one point, was like an assistant of some sort, went away to another school. And then they were able to bring him back to be the head coach. So got new facilities there for the athletes. They also have new artificial turf that went in at Penn Air Field. And they have some other upgrades like, two sets of bleachers that we haven't had in a number of years, according to Athletic Director Davis Scott.
Very cool.
They'll have video boards in there, new remodeled front and floors, fresh looks. So that's nice for UWF. As they continue to grow and expand. I'm still one of those that believes that it's a matter of time, but UWF is on a track to become a D1, like a D1 athletic school.
Oh, for sure. They've come a long ways just in the past like 5 years. It's insane.
Just in 5 years. I mean, they'll have to build a stadium eventually and things, but the way they're growing and more athletes are wanting to come here, I see UWF as eventually becoming a D1 school. So
I could see it. I mean, honestly, they've really put a lot of, when it comes to college sports or really anything, they've put the western side of the panhandle on the map for us.
Yeah.
And they've done a lot of work.
And they're continuing to do better. So we'll have to see how the new coach works out, because Coach Shinnick, I mean, props to him. He just did
love an him.
Amazing job. Mm-hmm. So be interested to see what happens right there. Text here, we were talking about Wada Boy, and we got a text here. Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, is the best. Water Boy's a close second. I didn't like Ace Ventura, the first one, but yeah, When Nature Calls, the second one, part two.
Oh, I haven't seen the second one. Is it good? It's good then?
So
okay.
Good. The part where
I was quoting from the first one.
Is
you never
hiding
saw
in a he's hiding in a
rhinoceros. I have seen that.
My goodness, it is just.
I thought it was the first one, but yeah, that's the second one. Great.
Yeah, that was so great. So
nice call, Mike.
Other story here. Want to hit on real quick. Former NFL tackle Michael Orr has filed a petition in Tennessee probate court saying that the couple that adopted him, or he thought adopted him, actually remain his conservators. In other words, he has a conservatorship. If you're not familiar with this, if you remember the whole Free Britney thing that happened last year, she was under conservatorship. And Michael Orr is saying he's under conservatorship with the Tui family. If you're not familiar with this whole thing, just think the movie The Blind Side. And he's basically saying that whole movie is a lie. Now, I know when the movie first came out, he came out and basically said he wasn't a real big fan of the movie. He thought the movie made him look dumb And he was like, look, I knew football before the TUIs came in my life. I was a prodigy. I studied football. She didn't teach me how to hit somebody or to block somebody. I knew how to do all that stuff already. So he was kind of turned off by the movie a little bit already. Mm-hmm. But now he hears many, many years after, you know, after the movie came out, a few years after he has retired from the NFL, and now he's basically suing them, saying that he thought he was signing adoptive papers, thought they were adopting him, but instead it just made them conservators. And so he's asking for the conservatorship to be terminated, and he wants a full accounting of any money earned off the use of his name and his story. Basically, he's accusing them of selling that story, that made The Blind Side, because it was first like a book and then it became the movie. And he's saying they sold that like against his, like he never had a say in that. They just did it. And he's saying that should be 100% of his money. And they're also, he's also saying that they funneled millions of dollars to their kids that was rightfully his. Now, some are basically questioning Michael Orr, going, where is this coming from? And why is this coming after, so years
when did that
so
movie come
later?
Out? Like 15 years ago, 14 years ago. How many years
old?
Ago?
I don't know.
It came out about, it had to be
2008.
Mm-hmm. And the book came out before that, obviously. So the movie came out after that. So the question is, like, why is it taking him so long now to come do this? And some people are saying, well, it's just now he's retired. He's got more time. He's reviewing things. Others are saying maybe he's broke. We know what the percentages are of former athletes going broke. It's pretty high. That they make all these millions of dollars and within 3 years out of the league or out of major league is gone. And maybe he's broke and he's just looking for money. And when you start be really desperate, you even start going after people who you formerly cared about and formerly cared about you.
There's several things that bother me. I mean, obviously Hollywood is going to romanticize as much as they can to sell in the box office, right? So when it comes to The Blind Side and this movie with the TUIs and Michael Orr and this entire situation, they're definitely going to, you know, embellish on things. When it comes to this, though, and you think about the impact that people who could take in a young man, right, under their roof and cultivate an atmosphere of, like, love and protection, send him to a private school or whatever, you know, it just bothers me because then it's like, oh, you know, people are just adopting kids to make themselves look better or to possibly cash in on them. It just...
Remember, that was the whole point of the movie, is that they were being accused... The TUIs were being accused of, you're just trying to make money off this kid.
Right.
And they basically proved it in the book and the movie that that's not what their intention was.
They even said in the movie that they weren't adopting him. Like, in the movie, it said, no, it doesn't make sense to adopt him because he's turning 18.
18, yeah. Yeah. So let's get traffic on the fives of Candy.
All right. This is brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Right now, you can look sharp, shop smart, and visit America's Best for a comprehensive eye exam. Plus, two pairs of glasses starting at just $79.95. Book an exam at americasbest.com. That's americasbest.com. We're watching an accident. This is north of Climatech, north of it on Old Palafox. Just on the other side of Highway 29. It's that and 10 Mile, and it looks like that intersection is busy right now because of that accident, certainly. So maybe avoid the intersection if you can. Pine Forest and Sharon Lane showing a crash in the area, but I'm not showing a roadblock there. And certainly if you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know at 437-1620. You can text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So, yeah, I got a few texts here about this.
I hope they investigate.
Yes.
They need to investigate.
Well, that's what he's doing. He's basically saying, I want to end the conservatorship. I thought I was adopted. I wasn't. I had a conservatorship. I don't want a conservatorship.
That's wrong.
Get rid of that. And I agree with that. Get rid of that. That shouldn't be that way. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate if he really did think he was adopted and he wasn't.
That's very, very sad. Trust me, when you've been in that situation, it's
extremely
sad.
Tell me.
Yeah, so exactly, Candy.
next part is he wants a money trail, just if anything, just to make sure. Like, he's accusing them of possibly funneling money. But he's not saying he knows for sure, and he's just saying, I think they might have funneled money that should have went to me. I want to check. I want to make sure, because it was a conservatorship. So I got a text here that says he didn't even find out about the conservatorship until February. The movie grossed $300 million, and he didn't receive any of it. Well, first of all, when they made the movie, you don't get any of it. They mm-hmm. sold the rights to the movie. The studios made all the money. So yeah. That's even the TUIs didn't make money. They sold the rights to the movie, so they probably made money. I'd be surprised he didn't get any of that. If he didn't, then yeah, he's definitely wrong right there. Michael Orr was drafted. Wait, what is this? Michael Orr was drafted by the Ravens in 2009. So he must have graduated from high school around 2004, 2005.
So maybe it was 2010 that the movie happened. Okay. It was like a little after that. But that's weird. He didn't receive any of the money.
That's what he's saying.
But also, he wasn't the best player. I'm not saying that to get drafted and play in the NFL, you have to be great. But he played for the Panthers, and it was like, yeah.
Well, he played for the Ravens.
I know he played for the Ravens. But that's what I'm saying. I know, but.
I understand what you're saying. He wasn't like he was an MVP.
He had some plays, but I mean, I remember being a hardcore Panthers fan. No. But and you have your football teams. But I remember when he played for the Panthers, I was mm-hmm. like, oh, I guess I expected more from Blindside.
Gotcha.
I'm not saying it like that, but. Yeah.
The TUIs did make money on the movie. He says he didn't make any money. Broke or not, I recently retired, and now I have the time to do things for many reasons. Not enough time. I did not get them done when I was working 50-plus hours a week. Yeah, I get that. In other words, he doesn't need to be going after. There's other ways he could be spending his time. But if you're under a conservatorship and you thought you were adopted.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that's not good. So that's unfortunate. All right, coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Also, apparently, LOL, lol, is no longer a thing. We're not supposed to use that anymore. I'll tell you what we're supposed to use next.
Oh, God.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
You know that feeling when the car you drive starts to turn? I don't mean starts to turn in the corner. I mean starts to turn into a car you don't want anymore. Like, you know it's getting to be too long. It's not really doing what it should. You sometimes wonder maybe even whether it's going to work properly, but you're always talking yourself out of replacing it. Well, if that's where you're at, go to Frontier Motors. Look around and see. So here's what's going to happen. You'll go, you'll try a couple of cars, you'll find something that you really love. You might find something that you love a little bit less, and then you have to make a decision, but that's okay. Because in the end, you'll come away with a car that you're happy to drive, and you should be happy to drive your car. You shouldn't be thinking, oh no, is it time? Well, if you're thinking that, it is time. Go to Frontier Motors, check it out, get a new car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Friday morning at 10:30. Join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Jenna Barr here joining me as well. Candy and David as well. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 83 degrees heat advisory today as it's going to be a high of about 97. So get ready for that sucker right there. Real quick before we go over to David, apparently LOL is cringe. You're not supposed to use LOL anymore. There's been a couple of stories, one from the New York Times, one from Mashable, and others that says the youngsters don't use the LOL anymore. The youngsters are using IJBOL. And, yeah, I just burst out laughing. Yeah, that's what the youngsters are using. And apparently, they don't say IJBOL. They pronounce it Ege Bowl.
That is so dumb.
Yeah. It's the youngsters. What are you going to do? Yeah. Let's get trying. Ege Bowl.
Instead of lols.
That's going to be my new name.
Instead of lol.
It's Ege Bowl.
My son, when he was little, he used to always go lol. And like he would just, we'd be watching Tv or something and something would be funny. He'd go lol.
I could see him doing that. Yeah. That's hilarious.
It cracked me up, though. I thought it was great.
Oh, I love that.
Candy, what do we got going on?
This is brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen and Pete Moore Automotive, not in Car City, but on the west side of Pensacola. Old Palafox and 10 Mile Road intersection now completely closed down, turning vehicles around. Lots of cops, lots of fire trucks there after a crash this morning. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620. Thank you for doing so. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And let's go over to David Wayne over the newsroom. David?
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm just in shock that LOL is dead. I need a minute here to process this whole thing. I never thought I was going to be old. I guess I'm okay.
Ege Bowl sounds like an irritated bowel system. Like, what
it does. It's terrible.
I thought it sounded like a football game. Hey, we're playing in the Ege Bowl.
Ege Bowl. Oh, I was thinking it was something like football as well. Where are you going with bowels all of a sudden?
Have you met Jenna before? Jenna Barr?
I know.
All right. I do have news, though. The Trump campaign blasting the indictment against the former president. The campaign says Fannie Willis, the Fulton County District Attorney, they say she's rabidly partisan, and it adds that her election interference investigation is based on fabricated accusations. Of course, Willis announced charges yesterday in a 95-page indictment. The surviving suspect in the Vanessa Guillen case will spend 30 years in prison. Cecily Aguilar was sentenced in Texas on Monday after pleading guilty to accessory of murder in the U.S. Army soldier's 2020 disappearance and death. And apparently Britney Spears is getting ready to give a tell-all interview on TV. This is ahead of the release of her memoir in October.
She's considering the interview offer from Oprah Winfrey. According to the U.S. Sun, someone close to Spears revealed that networks and online streaming platforms have all been bidding to get an exclusive interview with the singer. The outlet says significant financial sums have been offered to Spears. The pop star's memoir, The Woman in Me, is set to be released on October 24th. I'm Trey Thomas.
So we can all sit around, watch the tell-all interview, and Ege Bowl.
Yeah.
That was
good. Good one. Yeah, that was very good.
Do your Trey Thomas impression.
I don't have a Trey Thomas impression.
He's not Trey Thomas.
I'm not Trey Thomas.
Ege Bowl.
Ege Bowl. I don't think I'm going to be watching the Britney Spears thing.
Is it going to be as boring as the Meghan and Harry thing? Because I was so
fired
up.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be so fun, and it was not. I was like, what are they even talking about? This is dumb. But, you know, it's Britney Spears. You never know what's going to happen. It could be interesting.
Maybe she shaves her head live on the air.
So yeah.
Let me see that. Coming up at the beginning of next hour, after our news break, we will be talking about the Trump indictment, if you want to weigh in on that, at 850-437-1620. I did see this story from USA Today. Residents in Maui are warning that developers are approaching them trying to buy up all the land of the houses that burned.
That's so awful.
What is wrong with people? And one of our listeners texted that in to give us that
heads up.
That heads up. I thought that was good too. 437-1620.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News.